West Plains Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY is brought to you by Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC, ELG Peterbilt, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, Hirschfeed and Farm Supply West Plains, Goebbels Collision Repair, Miller Satellite and Home Store, Iron Brand Realty, Parfour and More, Wilbanks Tire, Habitat for Humanity Restore, MSU West Plains, Car-Mart of West Plains, Butler Heating and Air, Hawkins Home and Lawn, Ozark Independent Living, Cape Electric, S&P Quality Auto Glass, State Farm Insurance Agent Justin Shelby, West Plains Wind Supply, Simmons Bank, Ozark Hills Realty, Don's Auto Service, Shrimp Runner, Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment, Rick's Truck Repair, Bailey Chevrolet GMC, and Wood Mechanical.
District time. So the teams are on the court. The Zizzers will come in at 8-11. Bolivar with a mark of 14-7 last year at West Plains. Bolivar won by 29. We'll take the timeout before the game. Come back with the starters in 2.5 minutes on KDY.
Listen up, game day warriors. February 8th is kickoff, and the ultimate watch party just got epic. Hi, this is Anna. Right now, we are kicking 25% off all in-stock recliners for the best seats in the house for every touchdown, tackle, and victory dance. Hawkins Home and Lawn in West Plains and in Mountain Grove, because we know champions don't sit on ordinary furniture.
Hawkins Home and Lawn, best brands, best service since 67.
Are you needing to sell your real estate? Seek help today from the professional realtors at Century 21 Ozark Hills Realty. Their agents have decades of combined experience and are experts in all areas of real estate, including commercial real estate, farms, new construction, and of course, residential. So if you're looking to sell, turn to Century 21 Ozark Hills Realty in a new location at 740 Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
This is Damon at TLG Peterbilt, Willow Springs. We supply parts for all makes of trucks and trailers to get you back on the road quickly as possible. If we don't have it, we'll get it. Find us on Highway 60 in Willow Springs or online at tlgtrucks.com for fast, friendly service to get you back on the road in no time. TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time.
Do you have assisted devices that you no longer need, such as a wheelchair, a walker, a cane, or shower chair? You can donate it to Ozark Independent Living. They will in turn give it to someone in need. It's local people helping local people. Ozark Independent Living in West Plains at 1098 Avenue, 417-257-0038.
Your care, your choice, your independence. Ozark Independent Living.
Is it time to clean out the garage or storage building? If so, consider donating unneeded items to the Habitat Restore in West Plains. The Habitat Restore will in turn sell your items at a low price to someone who likes it. Great idea, right? The items you donate are tax deductible, and when they are sold, all the money goes toward building a new home for a family in need. The Habitat Restore at 1109 Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains, helping families one home at a time.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
Oh.
now between West Plains and Bolivar. Zizzers coming off that contest at Rogersville last week. That was an eye-opening experience. And, of course, caught Rolla on Friday. That was another one. But the Z right now, 8-11 on the year. Starting 5-4 West Plains, Ethan Miller, along with Caleb Cobb at guard. Ethan, a 6-foot senior. Caleb Cobb, a 5'10 junior. Jared Kraft is a senior, 6'3. He's having a fine year. Jacob Moore, senior, playing in the post, 13. And Aiden Judd, a 6'4 junior, rounds out the five for West Plains. They're in the red with the white trim, white number. The Bolivar Liberators now. They are 14-7 on the year. We have to go through our pregame team video presentation now when you play on the road, so you have to wait a little while. Starting five for Bolivar, Colton Ingold. He started last year for this team, 6'1 junior guard. Lucas Pope, a 6'3 senior. Matthew Giglio, he is a 6-foot sophomore. Canyon Adams is a 6'2 senior. And Wyatt Campbell is a 6'3 senior. They don't have a lot of size on this team. But one thing in good years for Bolivar, especially playing here, they normally shoot the basketball very well. And they have quietly put together a pretty good run here, winning 14 out of their last 14 out of 21 ball games. So after this game tonight, it'll be West Plains playing the host at Branson on Friday. And, of course, prior to that, on Thursday night, the Lady Zizzers will be at home against Branson, and that will be the annual Pink Out game. So the Liberators and Zizzers line up for the jump. Jared Kraft will jump. He is 6'3", as is Wyatt Campbell, and the tip won easily by West Plains and chased down in the backcourt by Miller. And this game's underway as West Plains goes from left to right. To the right corner, Cobb has it. Ethan Miller now takes the pass on the right wing, and he'll hold it up, pull it back a little bit. Now he'll drive the right baseline, spins to the middle, got hung up outside Jacob Moore. He'll kick it inside out on the wing. Here's an open three for Cobb, and it's good. Caleb Cobb from beyond the line on the left side. Hopefully that's a good sign for shooting the basketball tonight, for West Plains at least. Liberators post up to the left corner. Ball fake. Pope drives the baseline, kicks it cross court. Ball deflected, picked up on the wing, and a three is going to be way short. Rebounded by Jacob Moore. Off the miss by Colton Ingold. Kraft goes baseline all the way, lays it up and good. He attacked the basket. And quickly, 5-0. And on the left wing, he'll bounce pass to the low block. Pope will back down, kick it outside on the right wing, back out to Pope at the point, guarded by Jared Kraft. Now they'll hand the ball off. Ingold tries to curl down the middle, does, puts it up off the board, good. Colton Ingold with the first basket for Bolivar. Now some full court pressure. Let's see how West Plains handles this. I've turned the ball over quite a bit lately. In the right quarter, Kraft three ball, good. That's a great start, hitting the first three from the field. And it's 8-2. Right corner, open three, Campbell, no good. Rebound, fumbled around, picked up by Kraft. Jared Kraft brings it up. He's on the right wing, gets a high screen, goes the other way to the right baseline, pull up, 15-foot jumper, good. He is wearing them out. Jared Kraft already has 7 points. 10-2, 2.5 minutes into the ball game. Ball knocked away out front, stolen by Kraft. He's going to take it all the way to the hole, and a two-handed dunk. And a technical foul. No, timeout. I thought they were going to get Jared for hanging on the rim. Instead, timeout called by Bolivar, and boy, the Zizzers flying out of the gate. Lead it 12-2. We're back in a minute on KDY.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
If you're a pro or even a do-it-yourselfer, Wind Supply of West Plains is your store. Wind Supply of West Plains is your supply store for A.O. Smith water heaters, Delta faucets, Milwaukee tools, Klein tools, and all the accessories you need to do your plumbing yourself. Find them in West Plains at 1015 Preacher Row Boulevard and online at windsupplyofwestplains.com. Wind Supply of West Plains is for pros like you.
The official home of the Zizzers is KDY.
We come back. The Liberators get to the line. Wyatt Campbell got fouled on an inside move. He makes the first free throw with one more to come. The foul on Jacob Moore for West Plains. And that's his first. 12-3 start. West Plains on top. At Bolivar. Next try, no good. Rebound is tipped to the corner. Chased down by Aiden Judd. Now Bolivar will go directly to some backcourt pressure. Ethan Miller in the front court on the right sideline. Caleb Cobb drives baseline, double team, gives it behind to Judd. He'll dribble over to the elbow, back out to the point, hands it off now to Ethan Miller. Backdoor cut, pass down low, Cobb to the point, Judd not open. He'll dribble in, lost the basketball, picked up, turnover on West Plains, too much dribbling. And back come the Liberators, left baseline drive, shot up, no good. On a forced shot that time by Matthew Giglio. He took that ball on the left baseline, threw it way up off the glass, and didn't really come close. West Plains back with it. Jacob Moore. Keep moving the basketball just like you have been. Pass the low block. Here's Judd turning. Trap inside out. Corner. Here's a three ball. No good by Miller. And that ball hits the backboard support hanging down. And that ball goes back over to Bolivar. Four minutes, 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Bolivar won by 29 in the JV game tonight. And now pass across. That's going to be out of bounds. Or is there going to be a foul? There's going to be a foul called on the play on West Plains. That'll be on Ethan Miller. Josiah Long checks into the game for West Plains. Ingold has it out front. Now to the point. To the right corner on the baseline. Campbell is cut off. Bolivar to the left baseline. Spinning back in. Tie up. Why isn't that a jump ball? And we get a whistle. And it is a tie up. And it will go back to Bolivar. Zizzers won the opening tip. Right now, Jared Kraft, Jacob Moore, Aiden Judd, Ethan Miller, Josiah Long. Here's the inbound in the corner and a foul on Josiah. He went for the steal on the inbound pass, got called for the foul. 13 foul on West Plains, still 3:56 to go in the first quarter. Backdoor bounce pass, good feed on the back door, laying it up and in. Campbell took the second field goal for Bolivar. 12-5 game. West Plains has to be patient against this pressure. And as I say that, they turn the ball over, and now Bolivar turns it right back. Inbound play, and Kraft has it at midcourt. Knocked out of bounds from his hands. And stays with the Zizzers. Turned the ball over. I had 18. So at the Rogersville game, I didn't do the Raleigh game. Got off to a great start in that one, and now another turnover. Josiah Long falls. Driving layup is no good. Rebound putback, no good. And we get a foul call on the putback try. Aiden Judd with the foul. And so shooting free throws now is Wyatt Campbell. He'll shoot two. First try is way short, no good. .325 left first quarter. West Plains shipped out to a 12-2 lead. They lead it 12-5 now. In and out, no good. Aiden Jeb with a rebound, 0 for 2, and 1 out of 4 for Wyatt Campbell from the line here in the first quarter. Jared Kraft brings it up. Left point, Miller goes right with the dribble, curls over, hands it over. Now Josiah Long has it in the right corner. He'll move it across to Kraft. Kraft pulls it back. He'll reset the offense. Kraft underneath. Good pass. Baseline, Jacob Moore, no good. Rebound. Aiden Judd got it. Feeds it to the corner. Josiah's got an open three, and it's an air ball. And he'll hear that the rest of the night. Colton in goal. Down the middle. Sweep it out to the right wing. Open three is no good. Good block off that time by Jacob Moore on the weak side, and the rebound goes to Aiden Judd. Kraft comes up with it. Kraft down the middle. Pull up. 10-foot jumper. Good. And we get a West Plains timeout now. As Jared Kraft now has 11 of the team's 14 here in the first quarter. It is a mere 30-second timeout. So we'll keep it here for this one anyway. 2:21 to go. West Plains leading 14-5. At home on Thursday night for the ladies' Zizzer Pink Out game against Branson. At home again Friday night for the boys and the court warming game. And Saturday, 4 o'clock, happy Valentine's Day, it'll be the Grizzlies playing at Moberly. Bolivar ball in the backcourt. Back to it. Coming up, Colton Ingold. At the point, they take it to the left wing. Ingold has. Goes over a screen. Top of the circle. Pull up. He'll shoot a three, and it's good. He can do that. Colton Ingold can shoot the basketball. It gives him 5. Jacob Moore drives, gets it far corner, wide open, Judd, 3 in and out, bad break, rebound, Josiah puts it up, no good, but he got fouled, and he'll shoot 2. I was going to say when the score was, I think it was 12-5, that it would be great if the game would stay like this, but it's hard to believe that it will. This thing's going to tighten up and change a few different ways before it's over. First free throw, no good by Josiah Long. His next try is good. 1 out of 2 for Josiah, 15-8. Colton in goal to the left corner. Campbell has it for Bolivar. He'll hand the ball off now to Matthew Giglio. Over on the right wing, they get the ball to Young. Landon Young in the ball game. Steps through, gets cut off. On the left wing, no shot open. They get it to the low block. In goal, has it, spins to the baseline. Pump fake, goes up, got fouled. Basket good, and he'll shoot 1.
That's the
Second foul on Ethan Miller here as we wind down last 1:22 in the first quarter. So with that, Gavin Kinslow will come in for West Plains, and Jacob Moore, who was just out, comes back in for the Zizzers. Free throw, three-point play, good. Colton Ingold now has 8 points. It's a 15-11 ball game. Jared Kraft out front. Jared wide open, free throw jumper off the lip of the rim. It won't go, but four controlled by Ingold. Now at the right sideline. Lob pass to the baseline. Wes Campbell has it. He backs down, pump fake, gets trapped, double team, tipped out of bounds by Jared Kraft. 56 seconds to go in the first. Here's the inbound play. Bolivar in the far right corner. They're not under the basket here. Lob it way out near midcourt. And they'll take the catch there with Landon Young. In the left corner, they'll take it outside with Paul Bliss, 6'2 junior guard. Pass underneath. Bliss has it, posts up, kicks it inside out. Left corner, three ball, good. Campbell with the bucket. And now, 20 seconds to go in the quarter. West Plains goes for the last shot, up 15-14. Kraft has it. Vibbles in, gets grabbed, and a whistle and a holding foul. With 8 seconds to go in the quarter. Let's see if they give him shots or no. Nope, no shots. So we'll play it in out of bounds with 8.5 seconds to go in the first quarter. Inbound, Kraft on the right side. Gets in the paint, double team, gets it over. Josiah, 17-foot jumper, spins around and goes out. Baseball shot from the other end is off the mark, and that's the end of the first quarter. Good first quarter. Bolivar was down 12-2. They cut it down 15-14 after one. Back in a minute on Hunt Country KDY.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities. Shrimp Runner Seafood in West Plains, right across from the Civic Center at 109 St. Louis Street. Call ahead or just stop in and pick up fresh Gulf crawfish, fish, and shrimp shipped in every week. And to make things even better, you've got to check out Shrimp Runner's Boil Barn. They're serving up boiled shrimp, crawfish, and crab legs. And wow, it is spectacular. And it's all right here in West Plains. Shrimp Runner Seafood and Shrimp Runner's Boil Barn. Check them out.
West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
A really good first quarter. West Plains started really well. 12-2. They lead by one starting quarter. Number two, and West Plains has the ball at midcourt. Kraft on the right sideline. Over to Aiden Judd. Bolivar playing the straight man-to-man. West Plains can take advantage of that. Here's Judd looking for Kraft. Can't get it to him. Now he'll dribble it out. Backdoor cut. Kraft on the baseline. One bounce. 13-foot fall away is good. He's really, you can tell that he's got a rhythm shooting the ball tonight. So if he can get the shot away, he's got a pretty good chance of making it. At the right elbow, they'll dribble to the left corner. Back out. Now down the key. Caleb Cobb will stop the dribble. Now back out on the left side with it. Paul Bliss to the right wing, to the corner. Good pressure on the ball by Josiah Long. Dribbling to the baseline and cutting Ingold off. Now to the point. We'll dribble into the lane. Trap the ball. Back outside it goes. Good defense by West Plains here. Really good defense. On the right side. Down the key. A drive up. Around and good. Foul the play. The basket counts for Colton Ingold again. Jared Kraft got his first foul. So Ingold now has 10 points, 10 of the 16, and it's good. We're tied at 17 all. Long up the floor, Jacob Moore in the lane. 10-foot shot is off the lip of the rim, no good. Up the right side, now Ingold to the right corner. Catch and shoot for three is no good. And the rebound taken by Bolivar. Bliss has it, dribbles down the lane, back to the right corner. In the right baseline, pass deflected out of bounds by Jacob Moore. He'll stay with Bolivar with 6:19 to go in the first half. West Plains basically rotating seven right now. Over on the left side, poke to the corner. To Canyon Adams. We're at the right point. Here's a wide open three for Poke. No good. Rebound. Josiah Long has it. And now gets it to Jared Kraft. Kraft to the corner. Aiden Judd goes baseline, and he got bumped on the drive, and that'll be a foul on Bolivar. Canyon Adams with a foul, his first. Inbound catch in the corner by Kraft. Goes baseline, around off the glass, and good. He is so quick on the baseline. Wow. Jared Kraft has 15 points in the first half. At the left elbow for Bolivar. Right point, wide open three for Ingold. No good. Rebound to Judd. 19-17. And we get a whistle at midcourt. And a blocking foul call on Bolivar as they tried to trap the ball just over the timeline. Gavin Kinslow checks back in for West Plains. So now with Gavin, it's Aiden Judd, Jacob Moore, Josiah Long, and Caleb Cobb. Jared Kraft gets a rest. Cobb dribbles to the left side. Penetrates in, gets bumped, kicks it to the corner, Josiah Long. Speeds it inside to Moore. Goes around, gets trapped, bounce pass out, tipped up, picked up by Judd. Need to reset the offense. Skip pass to the right corner, back outside. Caleb Cobb has it. Goes to the right baseline. Pulls up a running jumper, and from 10 feet is good. Caleb Cobb with a big shot. 21-17. And now West Plains will double-team the ball at the free throw line and a reach-in foul on either Jacob Moore. No, that's going to be on Aiden Judd. And on Aiden, that's his second. And with that, Bronson Dunbar will check in for the Zizzers as Aiden picked up number two. Bronson's a 6'2 senior. And since joining the team after the start of the year, he has really made a contribution. Pass out front, stolen away. Gavin Kinslow, he'll try to go coast to coast, puts it up, and good. Smart play by Gavin after the steal. He slowed up and got that ball to go down. He makes stuff happen. Pass inside. Here's Campbell as he gets around the defense and lays it off the glass, and good. Wyatt Campbell has 8 points. Cobb in the front court. 4:18 to go in the first half. West Plains is up by four. Bounce pass inside. Bad pass. Kraft had it. Lost it. Loose ball. still loose, and we get whistle timeout West Plains. West Plains came up with a loose ball and decided to utilize a timeout. We'll take timeout two, 4:07 to go with the first half. And West Plains leads the Bolivar Liberators 23-19 here in Bolivar tonight. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
Driving in winter can be challenging. Be sure your tires will get you through the season. If you're getting close to needing new tires, give Wilbanks Tire a chance to sell you a new set of tires. Once you buy a set of tires from Wilbanks Tire, you can come in anytime for free tire rotation for the life of your tires. So once a customer of Wilbanks Tire, you'll always be a customer of Wilbanks Tire. Price, quality, and service. All at Wilbanks Tire, 201 West 2nd Street in West Plains.
It's rock chip season. Okay, let's be honest. With the roads around here, it's always rock chip season. When you get a rock chip, go see Kevin at SMP Quality Auto Glass. He can fix your rock chip and keep it from spreading and making your windshield look more like a road map. If you need a whole new windshield put in because you waited too long, he does those too. SMP Quality Auto Glass, next to DQ in West Plains. Show us your crack.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
In Bolivar tonight, where today it was, I think, 72 degrees. Not tomorrow. Won't be bad, though. Our weather is really going to level off in that mid-50 range, it looks like, for about for the next week. Alley-oop on the inbound after the timeout. Kinslow catches, pump fake, feeds it back. Loose ball picked up, goes up, scores. Gavin Kinslow. Making it happen there, 25-19. West Plains by 6. At the point, in gold, will dribble to the baseline. Cut off by Kinslow. Really good defensive play. Over the top, right corner. Deep three is no good. Rebound picked up by Jared Kraft. And he'll circle away from the defense and bring it up. 3:30 to go in the first half. Kraft nearly lost it. Got it back to Dunbar. Now at the right point, Jacob Moore. In the corner left side, Jared Kraft. Got the screen. Steps over. Shoots a two. That's good. With a foot on the line, Jared Kraft now with 17 points in the first half. And a reach-in foul is going to be called on Jacob Moore at the defensive end. So he has two, and Aiden Judd has two, and Ethan Miller has two. Out front, left side pass, blitz inside, and here's a drive, left-hand lay-in. It's up and good by Wyatt Campbell. Campbell and Engel are the only two players to score so far for Bolivar. Left side in the corner. Dunbar is open for a three, and it's good. Bronson Dunbar. Down the key. Here's Engel forcing a shot up. No good. It's tipped up for the rebound. And we get a foul called on the rebound. That's going to go on West Plains. Probably Bronson Dunbar, and it is. So Dunbar picks up his first foul. Inbound play for Bolivar, trailing by 9. On the right side, West Plains defense has been really good here in the first half, and the turnover on Bolivar on a pass to the left wing from the point sails out of bounds. 5 turnovers on Bolivar, 3 on West Plains. In the backcourt on the inbound play. Against full court pressure, Caleb Cobb gets it across. Lobs it ahead. Kinslow has it trapped underneath. Has to get out of the lane. Lobs it out front. Dunbar pass is deflected and thrown away. Dunbar came to set a screen. Instead, the pass was coming to him and he didn't see it. That was a chance to make this a double-figure lead. 2:05 left in the half. On the right wing, lob over the top. Another bad pass. Threw it away. Campbell tried to lob it over. Trying to get the ball into the low post to Landon Young and airmailed it. Cobb up the left side, breaks the press, stops next to the point. Dunbar again for a three, and that's no good. Tipped over, fought four, picked up by Bolivar. Liberators come back with Ingold in the front court. He picks up the dribble and a quick foul call on Westlake. Caleb Cobb will pick up his first foul. Oh, that's his second foul. So one, two, three, four Scissors have two fouls each. Clinton Ingold will be the free throw shooter. Two out of two tonight. First try is good. .133 left in the half. 30-22. West Plains led by one after one. Stretch that back out to eight. Biggest lead was 10. Free throw number two is good. Full court pressure now. Jacob Moore dribbles it up and now gets to the middle. And he'll be fouled on a reach in there. That's on Landon Young. It's two on him, but we're not close to the bonus yet. That's only the third team foul in this quarter. Cobb on the inbound, gets it to Kraft in the left corner. He'll pull it back. Curls over the top to the right corner. Dunbar has it. Bounced back to Kraft, double teamed in the post. Gives it back over to Cobb. He'll, or Moore, that is. He drives inside out in the left corner. Dunbar up and around on the lay-in. Good. Bronson Dunbar attacked the basket. He's got five off the bench. 32-23 in the right corner. Deep three ball is good. Landon Young. Now, if those shots start going down, it's going to get a lot tougher. West Plains right now. Up by six. Here's a 17-footer. Good again by Jared Kraft. He is just on fire at 19 in the first half. Out front, Ingold pushes off with Cobb. Now cross-court pass. Pass inside, stolen away. Bronson Dunbar with it. Now West Plains, 20 seconds to go in the half, can take the last shot. Cobb in the front court. Jared Kraft just needs to go get the basketball at this point. Cobb will drive, lobs it over, and thrown away by West Plains over on the Bolivar bench. Not very clock aware that time. In a situation like that, you just need to get Jared Kraft the ball and let him do it. Down the front court, here's Ingold with 4 seconds, 3 seconds, top circle, 15-foot runner is up, no good, tipped up, no good. That's the end of the first half. And West Plains goes in at the break. After leading by one after one, they lead by eight at halftime. Halftime score, West Plains 34 and Bolivar 26. We'll take a 3-minute break and come back in just a moment. We'll tally up the scoring from the first half and take a look ahead here as we move forward on what's left of this basketball season. We've got still some big games to go, and we'll be back in 3 minutes on KDY.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities. When it comes to guns and ammo, some folks pay more than they should. And then there are the smart folks, the ones who shop at Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View. They know where to find great deals on firearms, ammo, and accessories. At Ozark Trading Post, you'll get quality gear at smarter prices every single day. So, save big, shop smart, stay local. Ozark Trading Post, the smart way to buy, sell, and pawn.
This is Ginger with Miller Satellite and Home Store. If you're needing affordable and reliable internet, then we have a package for you. Give us a call today at 417-255-1972 and ask about our new HughesNet Lite plan for only $49.99 a month with a $10 savings a month for the first 12 months and only a one-year contract. Once again, that's Miller Satellite and Home Store, 417-255-1972, or check us out online at millersat.com.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Need CPAP or BiPAP supplies? Skip the wait at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Reorder easily from home using our... Need CPAP or BiPAP supplies? Skip the wait at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Reorder easily from home using our Patient Hub app or website portal and get your supplies shipped straight to your door. For a faster, hassle-free experience, call ahead at 800-874-8504 or order online today. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, 1703 West 8th Street in West Plains. Our community, our commitment, our care.
Across the country, drivers are reaping the rewards of safer driving with State Farm. That's because they're using the Drive Safe and Save app from State Farm and getting 10% just by signing up, plus up to an additional 30% down the road for safe driving. How about you? Are you ready to drive safe and save? Call me, Justin Shelby, State Farm, in West Plains and in Houston to learn more today.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on High Country KDY.
It is 8:01 in Mid-America. This is KKDY West Plains, Zizzer basketball here on this Tuesday night, 10th day of February. And the score from the first half, West Plains with a lead here at the half at Bolivar, 34-26. Jared Kraft had a super first half with 19 points. And I'm trying to think. There's only one shot. Well, maybe two. I think he missed maybe two shots in the first half. But, boy, was he ever great. Bronson Dunbar came off the bench and scored 5 points, and that was a help. Caleb Cobb had 5-4 for Gavin Genslow and 1 for Josiah Long. But the creeping statistic that is going to start haunting West Plains is the foul situation. We've got four players, four of the five starters for West Plains have just three fouls left to give. Jared Kraft had only one foul in the first half. Bolivar was led by Colton Ingold. He was pretty hot, too. He had 13 points. Wyatt Campbell had 10. And Landon Young made a three. And that accounts for all their scoring. Only three players scored for Bolivar, five for West Plains. Zizzer's only shot two free throws, made one. Bolivar shot eight, made five. Liberators turned the ball over six times. West Plains with four. That's a really, really good number. So at the half, the Zizzers with the lead, 34-26. Nothing on the schedule for tomorrow night. But then we hit a three-day run, Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday afternoon. Thursday night, Branson will be at West Plains High School for the annual Pink Out game. And then the following night, the West Plains boys will host Branson in the court warming game. It'll be the second time they played this year. Branson just bumped them at the blue and gold tournament. We'll see how it goes back in West Plains. Then on Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock, I'll broadcast from the Fitzsimmons John Arena on the campus of Moberly Area Community College at Moberly, Missouri, as the Grizzlies will play the Moberly Greyhounds in Region 16 competition. So there's plenty of basketball directly ahead of us, but boy, it comes to a screeching halt in a big hurry as we get down to this time of the year. Once we get to the end of February, pretty much you got to win to keep playing. At the half, West Plains 34, Bolivar 26. Back with the second half in 3 minutes on Hot Country KDY.
Feller Construction is a family-owned and operated company serving the southern Missouri area. They provide various construction services from the smallest remodel to custom-built homes, all at a competitive price. Feller Construction of West Plains would be honored to be your builders for all your building needs. Contact Feller Construction at 417-257-7275 to schedule your project today.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. After 45 years of serving the Ozarks, Don's Auto Service ensures their expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
You never know when we may have a big ice storm. In the Ozarks, it could happen any time during the winter months. Butler Heating and Air can install a whole house Generac generator to ease your mind and keep your house cozy warm just in case it happens. Give them a call today for a free estimate for a reliable Generac generator.
BHA, Butler Heating and Air. Call 256-7984.
Building lasting relationships, one customer at a time.
If you're wanting to add power to your farm, now is the time. With Kubota and Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in Mountain Grove and West Plains. Get the Kubota MX6000 with 60 horsepower now for only $38,000 with zero down, 4.9 APR for 84 months with approved credit now through 2/28/26. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer. Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in Mountain Grove and West Plains.
Planning a private party, bar, four and more, restaurant and family fun center, a country club for all is the place. Reserve a private room with a private server. Get four pizzas and drinks for one low price. Play indoor golf and get an armband for the arcade. Check their brand new salad bar out. That's full of goodies. Par 4 and More Restaurant and Family Center, 2 miles past Walmart on the left in West Plains.
Basketball season is here, and just like the Zizzers bring power to the court, Cape Electrical Supply brings power to your projects. Whether you're a contractor, business, or do-it-yourselfer, get the electrical supplies you need to make a slam dunk. From wiring and lighting to tools and expert advice. In West Plains and online. Call 417-256-5175. Your trusted teammate, Cape Electrical Supply. Powering our community, one connection at a time.
The official home of the Zizzers is KDY.
All right, get ready for the second half. West Plains with the lead of 8, 34-26 here at Bolivar. The late Hall of Fame basketball coach, Bobby Knight, used to always say, the first 3 minutes of the second half are the most important minutes of the basketball game. Because regardless of what happens the first half, as you start the second half, it's a chance to plant your flag and determine and show the other team what the second half is going to be like in terms of intensity, getting after it at each end of the floor, and getting after it on rebound. get them back on their heels as we lean forward, get them moving back. So we'll see if West Plains can do that, but they'll play defense first to start the half. 34-26. Bolivar with the ball. Starters for both teams out there, and we're underway in the third quarter. Let's see what Bolivar does. Backdoor cut. Here's a drive, whistle, and a charge is going to be called. And that'll be on Ingold, and good play by Jacob Moore, who got down and got position and drew the charge. That's the first foul on Colton Ingold. They only have three fouls today. Full court pressure. Cobb being guarded by Campbell. He can beat him on the dribble, and he does. Gets it in the front court. Gets it over to Kraft. Kraft dribbles to the left corner. Let's see if we're patient here and get a really good shot. Kraft at the point. He goes to the left on the dribble. Feeds it back. Some more. Spins. Goes to the basket. Lays it up with the right hand. No good. Kind of had to flip it up as he got bumped. Front court in the right corner. Poke. Feeds it back. Ingold. Dribbles to the baseline. He's cut off there by Ethan Miller. Now pump fake. Got it blocked partially up. Good. Foul on the play. Basket counts. This is going to be his third attempt at a three-point play old-fashioned style. And he made the first two. Well, there's three on Ethan Miller. Colton in goal with a bucket. And one more. And it's good. Up the left sideline, front court, left corner. Aiden Judd with it on the baseline. Double team, skip pass to the right point. Three ball by Kraft is no good. Rebound will be on the deck. Fought for. Moore hustles after it. It's loose. Diving on it is Josiah Long. We get a tie-up, and it'll be West Plains' ball. One of the Bolivar players just go right on the top. It was Poke, Lucas Poke, go right on top of Josiah for that loose ball. Inbound play, catch by Kraft in the right side. On the baseline, far side left corner, Cobb. Right wing, now Jacob Moore. Kraft down the key, all the way in, unencumbered, lays it up and good. 21 for Jared Kraft. 36-29. Zizzers needed that bucket right there. Oak post inside, in goal to the right corner. Campbell drives in, puts up a high, wild shot. No good, but picked up by Poke at the corner. Three ball is up, no good. Weak side rebound, Caleb Cobb has it. Cobb on the dribble. Dribbles up to the right corner, Aiden Judd. He'll move over. He's going to shoot a three, and it's no good. The ball comes off to in goal now all the way down, right-hand drive, no good. But a foul, and that'll put Canyon Adams at the free throw line for Bolivar. So Aiden Judd just got his third foul. First try is no good. I'm over there on the West Plains bench, and I'm talking more than just a couple of seats down. I got to be thinking, I need to get mentally into this because I very well could be in there late. Next free throw is no good, and rebound, Gavin Kinsler. Awesome. 36-29, seven-point game. Kraft, three, outside, off the back iron, rebound, Jacob Moore, back to Kraft, cuts in, lays it up and good. Kraft with 23. Ingold, left elbow, kicks it across, Campbell with it. Bounce to the low block, backing down, double team, back to the right corner. Fake the shot, Adams will dribble in, drive, and lay it up and good. Adams first basket. Now a steal in the backcourt. A lead in, up and good by Matthew Giglio. Cobb, now he'll be fouled by Giglio in the backcourt. Four players have one foul for Bolivar. West Plains has two with three, two with two, and three with one. 38-33. And all I'm implying here is it's just playing harder to win on the road. Jacob Moore at the point. Spins to the middle, gets hung up midair, kicks it to the corner. Caleb Cobb, hook pass over to the baseline off the leg of Jared Kraft. He thought he was going to shoot the ball. Jared did. And Cobb passed to him instead. And out of bounds it went. 38-33. Purely a half-court game. Campbell out front on the block on the left side. In goal, he'll be held by Josiah Long. So Josiah has two. Next, on the inbound pass in the corner, they post inside. In goal, turns to the middle, goes up, got tied up, right in reverse, no good, but he got fouled. That'll be on Josiah Long, and that'll be his third. So we are stacking up fouls like cordwood here. Colton Ingold will go to the line again today. He's been really good at the line, 5 out of 5. First try here is good. Bronson Dunbar will check in for Josiah Long. One more try. 38-34, and no good. Good rebound by Gavin Kinslow. Boy, that kid. He's an athlete. He can jump. He can run. Quick. Backdoor cut. Here's Kraft on the baseline. Stepped out of bounds on the pass from the point. Trying to cut in, and the turnover is the second of the half on West Plains. Still 38-34. Out on the left to the point. Pass inside. Campbell posts up. Puts it up. No good. Rebound Kinslow. He took it away from Campbell as it came off the lip of the rim. Up ahead, Jacob Moore. Outside, left side, Caleb Cobb. Long three air ball. And a steal at the other end by Jared Kraft. Dunbar gets it in the front court. Moore in the left corner. Kraft on the left wing. Curls over the top. Kicks it to the right wing. Dunbar with an up fake. And now Kraft. 3:08 to go in the third. Kraft to the baseline. Pulls it back. Kicks it far corner. And now Caleb Cobb will move it back out front. Make him play defense. Nobody likes to play defense for very long. Somebody will give it up. Here's Kraft. Lost the basketball. Knocked away. Turned over. Campbell takes it up and blocked off the rim by Kinslow. Right hand reverse follow is no good. And it'll be two shots for Bolivar off the turnover. But Gavin Kinslow went up and blocked that shot as it went up and slapped it off the backboard. And with 2:37 to go, it'll be two shots for Bolivar. Oh, The shooter is Paul Bliss with the right hand. First try is air ball. Bliss will get one more. Next try is no good. Rebound, Bronson Dunbar. Top front court, top of the circle, right wing pass. Jared Kraft has it. We've got back on our heels a little bit here. Kraft, 17-foot jumper, good. That's the way. 25 for Jared Kraft. There's a whistle. Travel violation. End goal got tangled up with Caleb Cobb down the lane, lost his balance, walked with the ball. Actually fell with the ball. 40-34. See if we can get this back out to 8 points again here. Caleb Cobb in the backcourt will bring it up against some pressure. Caleb beats the pressure now to Dunbar at the left point. Dribbles over. Now out front. Jacob Moore has it. Hands it off. Driving all the way through. Kinslow had it stripped away. Ball lost out of bounds. It'll be West Plains ball. Not sure what Gavin Kinslow is. He's listed at 6'2". If he grows another 2 or 3 inches, he is going to be a weapon. He kind of is already. Inbound for West Plains. 1:43 to go in the third. To the corner baseline. Kraft inside out pass to Moore. Baseline puts it up. Side iron around and won't fall. Rebound. Kinslow had it and gets rolled up on a jump ball call. It'll be ball over ball. Robbie Huff is the head coach of the Bolivar Liberators. He is a really, really good coach. He has won a ton of games here since becoming head coach at Bolivar. 40-34, 1.5 to go in the third quarter. This is a good game. At the right elbow, Campbell has it, kicks it over. Now a curl over the top of the screen by Ingold. He pulls it back. Campbell with a three, and it's no good. Rebounded by Cobb. Caleb with the dribble up the right side, and he gets fouled in the front court by Ingold. And that'll be his second foul. The student section down here has been oddly quiet tonight. But that could be because West Plains has played the whole game. Hudson Patillo will check in for the Scissors. Gavin Kinslow goes out. Kraft to the left corner. Cobb will curl over to the right wing. No shot for Dunbar. Knocked away. Picked up. Cobb. Skip pass over. Kraft. Three ball way out on the wing. No good. Rebounded by Bolivar's Canyon Adams. 50 seconds left in the third. 40-34 West Plains. All the way down the key. In goal drive. Scores again and got fouled again. I don't know that I've probably have. It's been 40 years, but I cannot recall off the top of my head where I've seen a player have not one, not two, not three, but four old-fashioned bucket and ones in a ball game. Certainly not made all of them, but he's three out of three on this. 40-36. And it's good. Not to be overlooked. He's got 20 points tonight. Here comes Cobb up the right side. And a foul call. And that'll be on Paul Bliss, number 20 for Bolivar. He fouled four on them. Zizzers have shot two free throws tonight. Yeah. Balder shot 16. Here's Kraft driving, going up strong, but he got fouled. And that'll be on Bliss in the act of shooting. He'll shoot two then. And Jared Kraft gets his shoulders around a defender. He has a big advantage. Free throw one. No good. One more try for Jared Kraft. And it's good. No, they're going to say a line violation. And the free throw doesn't count. He evidently stepped on the line. So now, 28 seconds left in the third. Three-point game. Balder has the ball. Down three. Ingold on the wing. Guarded there hard by Gavin Kinsla. At the point, Bliss will dribble over and get the ball off and reach in foul on Jacob Moore. That'll be his third. So that puts Balder at the line. Lucas Polk at the line. He hasn't scored yet tonight. First try, good. Here comes the 18th free throw for Bolivar. And it's good. 1 point game, 10 seconds to go in the third. Here's Kraft. Timeline. Lost his balance, got it back, kicks it in the corner. Dunbar will shoot a three ball, no good. Tipped up, picked up, and that's the end of the quarter. Neck and neck down the stretch. Fourth quarter coming up. West Lions leading Bolivar 40-39. And we are back in 1 minute on Katie Watt.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KD1.
Fourth quarter ready to roll here at Bolivar tonight. It's 40-39 in the third quarter. Bolivar outscored West Plains 13-6. Jared Kraft had all 6 points for West Plains in the third quarter. We've got to get to moving the basketball again. Move the ball, make them play defense. Josiah Long will bring it up. West Plains with the ball to start the quarter up by one. Screen going to the right. They give it over to Judd. They look to the back line. Nothing open there. Pass inside Long. Loose ball on the deck. Tied up. And it's Bolivar basketball. Or did they call timeout? Timeout. Nice job by Seth Huddleston. He saved the turnover there. So West Plains will take the timeout, 30-second timeout, 18 seconds into the fourth quarter. West Plains led by one after one, 15-14. By halftime, the lead had grown to 8, 34-26. It's one now as we're just underway in the fourth quarter. West Plains started the game on a 12-2 run and That was their biggest lead, the 10 points. Bolivar fought back, and now it's neck and neck. Ethan Miller will throw it in for West Plains. Out to Kraft. Long three ball is no good. Five for the rebound. Ingle has it. And Bolivar with a chance to enjoy the lead. I think it'll be their first of the night. The corner three ball is no good. And over the back foul on Canyon Adams. Going for the rebound. Full court pressure now as West Plains plays it in. Kraft has it. In the front court, easily breaking the pressure. Screen to the left. Kraft dribbles that way. Keeps the dribble. Feeds it to the corner. Josiah Long. Bad pass, threw it out of bounds. So, Bolivar with another chance to take their first lead. In the gold, out front, Landon Young at the point. They may really work this thing, trying to get that shot to get the lead here. Bounce pass back door. Great! B. Campbell lays it up and goes. Bolivar with their first lead, 41-40. And now a reach-in foul is going to be called at the other end. Landon Young reaching in on Jared Kraft. So that's two quick fouls on Bolivar here in the fourth. Miller with the ball out front. Jacob Moore with it. He'll pull it out near the timeline. Bounce it across now to Miller. Aiden Judd, Josiah Long to the point. Moore has it. Backs down. Goes up with a bad off-balance shot. Miss it. Picked up by Bolivar. They'll take it to the hole. Push off. Now ball is going to be out of bounds. Josiah Long is out of bounds when he touched the ball, so it'll be Bolivar basketball. Miller, 6:01 to go. It's kind of like a war of attrition here. In the right corner, Ingo back out to the wing. Lob over there, and Campbell again gets open and lays it up and in. I don't know how he's getting that open. He must be pushing off a little bit. Front court, Josiah Long to Jared Kraft. We've just gone completely stagnant on offense. Get a whistle away from the basketball. We'll get a foul call on Bolivar. Third foul on Canyon Adams, and that is team foul number three. Getting into the bonus would be a big help. Inbound play from underneath. Trapped in the right corner. In the lane, goes up. Hang, shoots, missed it. Rebound, fought four, picked up by Bolivar, and here they come back. All the way in, wrap around. Campbell lays it up again. Josiah Long in the front court to the left corner. Kraft drives in all the way. Hangs and got blocked with a foul on the play, and he'll shoot two. With 5:17 to go, down by five, 45-40. Dwight Campbell picks up his first foul. So now 5:17 to go. West Plains has scored here in the second half. Here's a free throw by Jared Kraft. Good. In 10 minutes and 43 seconds of the second half, West Plains has scored 6 points. First one good and good again. 27 for Jared Kraft. 45-42. Now they'll pull it out front in goal, guarded by Judd. Dribbles in, kicks it over. Three ball is in the air and good. Landon Young wide open on the wing. 48-42. Kraft has it. Lobs it left wing. Josiah Long on the baseline. Spins to the middle. Turns, shot blocked. Tipped over. Got it back. Out front. Miller back inside. And a foul on Josiah Long, who just tackled the Bolivar player going for the loose ball. They haven't signaled, but it's got to be on Josiah. And it is. Caleb Cobb comes in, and he'll take Josiah Long's place. So now Bolivar could stretch this to 8 or 9, maybe. Down the key, Engel drives in, leans in, no good. Ball fought for, tipped around, loose ball picked up. Scissors back, Jared Kraft. He'll go coast to coast all the way, and he got fouled on the drive. And that'll be the fifth foul on Bolivar. So the Scissors shoot 2 now. Campbell gets the foul in second. Jared Kraft in line to shoot 2 times. First try, good. Jared Kraft is the only player for West Plains to score here in the second half. Second try is good. 4-point game. Still anybody's game. 4:05 to go. Colton in goal in the front court, guarded by Kinslow. And a late whistle and a hand check foul on Gavin. That'll be his first foul. Ooh, no. Well, looking at the wrong column. That's actually his third foul. And now Bolivar plays it in with 3:48 and counting. Canyon Adams away from the ball will get a foul call on West Plains. That'll be number 4 on Gavin Kinslow. So he has 4. Josiah Long has 4. Inbound underneath. Canyon Adams, that's a fallaway shot. Back iron, no good, but another foul called on the play. Brother, I mean, it's just a constant whistle here tonight. Jared Kraft got his second foul. Canyon Adams is the free throw shooter, and he is 0-for-2. See if that streak continues here. Bolivar up 4. Free throw 1 is good. No good. Rebound, Kinslow. Kraft up the right sideline now. Gets a return pass on the left. Ethan Miller, who hasn't really had a look at the basket at all tonight. Cobb on the right wing. Dribbles, looks back door, not open. Knocked away from behind, out of bounds, stays with West Plains. 3:22 to go. No need to get in a big rush here. Got plenty of time. Just try to get a good shot. Inbound, crap, catches. Baseline jump shot, no good. Rebound, up fake, up by Kinslow, no good. He got it again, and he got fouled. That'll be on Adams. That'll be his 4th. Gavin Kinslow goes to the free throw line. Trying to be the only other Zizzer besides Derek Kraft to score here in the half, and this one's way off. No good. Second try, no good. Rebound, though. Caleb Cobb has it. Out front to Ethan Miller. Over to Kraft and threw it away. The turnover gives it back to Bolivar. And they'll play it at midcourt, and they are in no hurry at all. Ingold has it on the right to the point. Now to the right corner. Ingold guarded by Kinslow. Baseline goes around him, puts it up off the board, and good. Well, he got four fouls. The initial instinct is to give ground. 51 to 44 now. Crab out front. Backdoor pass is airballed out of bounds, but it was deflected by Bolivar. And that student section I talked about being so quiet, they made a whole lot more noise since Bolivar got the lead. Caleb Cobb gets the pass back over to Kraft in the left corner. Baseline, leans in, shoots the score. Kraft with 31 points in a timeout, West Plains. 2:18 to play, West Plains down 51-46. Back in a minute on KDY.
Think about 2026, the work you will do, the places you will go, and the miles you will drive. A new Chevy or GMC truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC is built to handle all of it with the strength, comfort, and reliability you can count on every day.
This is John Bailey inviting you to come on over and experience the Bailey Factor.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
If you're a pro or even a do-it-yourselfer, Wind Supply of West Plains is your store. Wind Supply of West Plains is your supply store for A.O. Smith water heaters, Delta faucets, Milwaukee tools, Klein tools, and all the accessories you need to do your plumbing yourself. Find them in West Plains at 1015 Preacher Row Boulevard and online at windsupplyofwestplains.com. Wind Supply of West Plains is for pros like you.
Zizzers basketball action continues now on KDY.
Two minutes and 18 seconds left to go in the ball game. It's 51-46. Bolivar with the lead. West Plains has led the entire game up until the fourth quarter. Bolivar with the ball. Colton Ingold out front, guarded by Gavin Kinslow, and a whistle. And what was that, a foul? That was a foul call on Gavin Kinslow, who bodied up to Ingold, and he just fouled out of the ball game. That hurts your chances right there. Gavin fouls out with 4 points. Jacob Moore will check in for Gavin Kinsler. Colton Ingold at the free throw line. Very good free throw shooter. He is 6 out of 7 tonight. 2:06 left. Number one is no good. One more try. Ingold is having a solid night with 22, make it 23. Fifty-two, 46. 2 minutes to go. Ethan Miller at the point. Left side to Kraft. We can't hold the ball. We're down by 6 points. Now Kraft dribbles over on the wing. Miller can't get the shot. Aiden Judd. Offensive foul. Oh, a blocking foul. Wow, we got away with one there. Aiden was curling over. It looked like somebody, probably Campbell. That's going to be on Landon Young, his fourth foul. So it'll be two shots for Aiden Judd. Chance to pick up a couple here. And the clock's not running. First one, no good. Josiah Long comes in for Caleb Cobb. And no good again. Rebounded by Kraft. Goes up and scores. 52-48. We got to get a stop here. Pass is deflected and stolen by Jared Kraft up the floor. And now Long is tied up. It's jump ball and goes back to balling. So that gives it back to the Liberators on the turnover, up by four with 1:17 to go. We have not been very sharp in the second half at all. Still in the game, though. Engel, Gilby hand checked, and I think Jacob Moore and Colton Engel have a thing going here. That'll be the fourth foul on Jacob Moore. I got news for Engel. Jacob Moore ain't backing down if you come right at him. Free throw number one is rounding good. Okay. 24 for Colton Engel. Number two is good. Miller in the front court now. Jacob Moore, skip pass over. Josiah lob inside. Kraft catches, shoots, miss it. Had the ball on the rebound, lost it out of bounds. Stays with West Plains. 101 to go, down six, 54-48. You get a look at a three here, that would be pretty good. Here's the inbound play. Out front, Kraft has it. Pulls up, two ball from the top of the circle, no good. Put back up, no good by Aiden Judd. Fight for the rebound, tie up, it'll be West Plains ball. 54.6 left in the ball game. Inbound play. Lob out front. Miller over. Josiah Long. Goes baseline. Steps back. Shoots a three ball. No good. Ball on the weak side. Rebounded by Kraft. Ball away from 12. Good. And a timeout call by West Plains. Jared Kraft has 35 with 42 seconds to go with the score. Bolivar 54, West Plains 50. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. We switch lanes on the highway. Here's an easy way for you to switch. Switch and save with State Farm agent Justin Shelby. Start saving today. The Justin Shelby State Farm team is ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. With Justin Shelby State Farm, it's easy to switch and save. Just give us a call. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
Shrimp Runner Seafood in West Plains, right across from the Civic Center at 109 St. Louis Street. Call ahead or just stop in and pick up fresh Gulf crawfish, fish, and shrimp shipped in every week. And to make things even better, you've got to check out Shrimp Runner's Boil Barn. They're serving up boiled shrimp, crawfish, and crab legs. And wow, it is spectacular. and it's all right here in West Plains. Shrimp Runners Seafood and Shrimp Runners Boil Barn. Check them out.
Back to the court and Zizzer Basketball.
In this ballgame, Bolivar has outscored West Plains from the free throw line 14-5 and lead it by four. They throw the ball in the backcourt. Cross court pass up ahead. Campbell has it. He'll pull it back with a 4-point lead. Now reach in and a foul, and Jacob Moore just fouled out of the ball game. So Jacob fouls out. No points on the night. Oh, is that his fourth? Okay, that was his fourth. Four on Jacob. Campbell at the line. Free throw number one, good. Wyatt Campbell has quietly had a really good game, 17 points. 55-50. Good again. Here's a corner shot by Judd for three. No good. Rebound long corner. Pass over to Moore. Stolen from behind. And a driving layup. Up good. Foul of the play and the basket count. And they may call this flagrant. Or intentional. And they're going to call something. Nope. Talked him out of it. There was conversation between the officials that was possibly a flagrant foul, but that is going to bring Caleb Cobb back to the ball game for Jacob Moore, who does foul out there. Landon Young, the free throw shooter, he has 6 points tonight. 13.6 to go. This game is over, 58-50. Well, actually, he has 8 points since he made that driving layup. And the free throw, good. 59-50. Kraft in the corner, shoots a three, no good. Rebound, Bolivar. And that will be your final score. 59-50. Bolivar wins it. And we'll recap. Well, we'll go ahead and recap right now for that matter. West Plains led at the half by 8. But things turned in the second half. And they go down by 9 here in Bolivar tonight. Scoring in the game for West Plains. 35 for Jared Kraft. Jared Kraft was the only Zizzer to score in the second half. He scored 16 of his 35 in the second half. That was all West Plains got. 5.9 for Caleb Cobb and Bronson Dunbar. 4 points for Gavin Kinslow and 1 for Josiah Long. 25 points for Colton Ingold for Bolivar, and he was their big gun tonight. I was going to do a little more adding here. 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So Bolivar outscored West Plains from the free throw line 17-5 tonight, and they end up winning it by 9. So I'll do it from here tonight, and the Zizzers fall to 8-12. They'll be back at it Friday night. It's court warming when Branson comes to town. Till then, thanks to Bryden Studio, I'm Harlan Hutchinson. Final again, 59-50, Bolivar. We say goodnight from Polk County.
West Plains Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY is brought to you by Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC, ELG Peterbilt, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, Hirschfeed and Farm Supply West Plains, Goebbels Collision Repair, Miller Satellite and Home Store, Iron Brand Realty, Parfour and More, Wilbanks Tire, Habitat for Humanity Restore, MSU West Plains, Car-Mart of West Plains, Butler Heating and Air, Hawkins Home and Lawn, Ozark Independent Living, Cape Electric, S&P Quality Auto Glass, State Farm Insurance Agent Justin Shelby, West Plains Wind Supply, Simmons Bank, Ozark Hills Realty, Don's Auto Service, Shrimp Runner, Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment, Rick's Truck Repair, Bailey Chevrolet GMC, and Wood Mechanical.